Neighbors, this is your I am David C. Fisher sitting in for Timothy Spangler, who's away this week. Our first guest is Bara Grant. She is a London-trained actress. She starred in the BBC series Take Three Girls. She has appeared in many roles at the Mark Taper Forum and in both comedic and dramatic television. As a screenwriter, she wrote Slow Dancing in the Big City, Misunderstood, starring Gene Hackman. She wrote and directed 2005's Life of the Party and Love Hurts. She produced the Dirty Dancing television series and wrote for daytime television shows, including the Emmy Award-winning The Tap Dance Kid. She won the Writers Guild Award and has been nominated for Directors Guild and Humanitas Awards. Her latest project is Miss America's Ugly Daughter, Bess Meyerson and Me, which opens at the Greenway Court Theater on February 8th. Writer, director, producer, storyteller, Bara Grant, welcome to The Bigger Picture.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. So you have done a lot of different things for a long time in this crazy business. Tell us about how you got started and what keeps you going.
Well, I guess when I was about 8 years old, I played Noah in a production of Noah's Ark at the Y.
Uh-huh.
And I loved standing in front of a lot of people and talking and having them applaud.
Uh-huh.
And I got bit by the acting bug.
Uh-huh.
I did that for a while. And then I sat down and wrote a movie called Slow Dancing in the Big City, which they decided to make. And I realized...
This is sometime after you're 8 years old. There's some time went by there.
Yes.
Before you wrote the movie.
Okay. After I was eight. But the thing that was true is that I realized that if you're a writer and they want to hire a writer to do something else, they have to hire you, unlike actors who are kind of interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Being a writer is, each voice is unique. And I liked being, I liked having my own voice, and I liked being hired to keep talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched to writing, and then I figured I should direct because I would be the one to interpret my own work. So that happened.
Well, boy, that's what every artist wants, some control. You write the thing, and then you have some influence over what it looks and sounds like.
Okay. Exactly. And now I'm doing my one-woman show because I've lived a very long time. I've learned a lot of things, and it was time to talk about my life and put it on stage.
Now, you're not... Now, how in the world are you playing anybody's ugly daughter? Is that you? Are you the title role?
I'm the title role. And
okay.
Why I'm the title role is because when you're a little kid, if somebody tells you that you're a little chubby, that you have buck teeth, and that hair is a little unkempt, you never forget those words. And when you become an adult, you still feel the way you did when you were little. So even though I grew up, I went on a diet, I straightened my teeth, and I did everything I could to look presentable, still in my mind, I carried the initial judgment of me as, I guess, ugly, but mostly funny-looking kid.
So,
I think we all carry that inside us, that initial commentary on what we look like.
So Miss America's Ugly Daughter, Bess Meyerson and Me, is the name of your show. Now, Bess Meyerson was the first and last and only Jewish winner of the Miss America pageant. Isn't that right?
That's true.
Right.
That's
was 1947?
45.
So it was a real affirmation after World War II of the importance of Jewish people in American life.
Well, it's interesting. What happened is that it was the first peacetime event after World War II, and there was a wave of great anti-Semitism in America at the end of the war, because many blamed the Jews for the war.
Hmm.
It's little known, but it was pretty virulent. And my mother won because it was the second year of talent, and she was a concert pianist, and the other girls twirled batons and yodeled. And she managed to win. But when she went out into the country to serve her year term of being Miss America, people didn't want her. They didn't want her in their hospitals. They didn't want her in their country clubs. And she actually was forced to give up. About halfway through her term, she came back to the Bronx and was very confused and hurt.
Really?
And alienated. And the Anti-Defamation League got a hold of her and said, listen, you're still Miss America, even if the things they've set up for you to do aren't happening. Why don't you go back out into America, work for us, and talk to kids in high schools who are not yet bigoted or anti-Semitic, and help kids learn that it's okay to have their own ideas if they're different than their parents. And she wrote a speech called You Can't Be Beautiful and Hate.
Hmm. Wow.
And that's the speech she gave. And it started her on a career of being a spokesperson for the ADL and Israel Bonds. And it made her a big Zionist. And it shaped her life. But it was a very traumatic year that year.
Hmm. Well, yeah, this was, I'm trying to remember, there was a film, The Gentleman's Agreement, right? 47?
Exactly.
48?
Sure.
It was a Gregory Peck film, and it was about the quiet bigotry against Jews that was everywhere at the time.
Exactly.
And weren't there Nazi sympathizers prior to the war in America as well, right?
And there were some.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, it's amazing that the country was so great having won the war and then secretly harbored such hatred.
And such a perverse impulse to blame the Jews for the war, and nobody anywhere suffered more than the Jewish population in Europe. So your show, Bess Meyerson and Me, this is a one-woman show.
Yes.
So your mother exists only in your reference to her. And
well, actually, there's an actress, a wonderful actress called Monica Piper. And throughout the show, you hear my mother's voice.
Ah.
So what happens is that my mother keeps calling me during the show because she can't go to sleep and she wants someone to talk to. So as I'm trying to reveal this course of my life, she keeps calling me. And Monica Piper plays my mother, but it's just a voice off stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then also during the episodes of my life, my mother is in my head, kind of bothering me and commenting and criticizing or supporting. And Monica also speaks all those lines. So it's a one-woman, two-character piece.
I see. Very good. So in all the other work you've done in Slow Dancing in the Big City and Misunderstood and you're writing for daytime, is there any of this? This show that you're doing now sounds like a real labor of love and introspection and examination of your the dynamic in your family. Has that been a theme throughout your work?
Well, I think on my other shows, my other projects, I dealt with fiction, and most of the characters were far away from me. They walked around in my imagination. The thing that's true about this show is I've always been fascinated by mother-daughter relationships because we all had mothers. And I found that a lot of people are shy about saying things about how they were mothered because you're not allowed to speak out against your mother. And that actually, if you tap into some of the darker places inside, it's very cathartic. And the way to do it is through comedy.
Yes.
So,
yes. I was going to say, the one exception to all this, stand-up comics, just they get to talk about nothing but their mother. And they get all kinds of catharsis and laughs. I mean, look at look at Mrs. Maisel. It's all about it's all about her parents and how liberating.
It is liberating. And I've run the show before, this opening we're having at the Greenway. And a lot of women have come up to me afterwards and said, oh my God, I would never have been able to say that, but that's exactly how I felt. And also the misconception that our mother needs to be our role model because it's our mother. But that's not often, you know, your kindergarten teacher should have been your role model. And it's very cathartic and very special to be able to use my life as the canvas where I can paint colors that aren't always bright and pastel, but darker colors.
Well, a lot of times I think the struggles of our parents get revealed to us as we go through our own struggles in life as well. And it seems to inform our opinion of what our parents did with us. And then in we taking those things into account, we it informs our decision to what we do with our kids. Did you find that with your own daughter?
Well, what I do with my daughter is I try to do everything differently than my mother did.
Of course. Knowing that you're going to do a lot the same just because you're your mother's daughter.
I know, but you can often, I will talk to her and hear my mother's voice coming out, and I'll freeze because it's such an uncomfortable feeling.
Well, it sounds like a great show. It sounds like a great subject. Tell us where it is, when it is, how we can get tickets, and where to be.
Well, it's the Greenway Court Theater on Fairfax between Beverly and Melrose. It's a beautiful theater. And the way to find out all about it and the way to get tickets is to go online to MissAmericasUglyDaughter.com, and you can learn all about the show and buy tickets there.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Barra Grant, for being on the show. It's been great. Good luck with the show, and have a good evening.
Thank you very much. You too.
All right.